Before Notre Dame celebrated its first Big East win, the Rutgers women's basketball team was eliminated from the tournament before the quarterfinals for the first time in the program's history. Last weekend's three-point loss to South Florida makes an 11th consecutive NCAA tournament bid unlikely for the Scarlet Knights. Coach C. Vivian Stringer is on the line. Coach, welcome back to Only a Game.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's my honor.
This has been a season of ups and downs for you. Last month, you celebrated your 900th win, and you're one of only seven D1 basketball coaches to have reached that milestone. But after your team had lost four times with 899 in the bank, had you begun to worry that the 900th wouldn't come until next season?
It sure seemed like that, didn't it? You know what? To tell you the truth, I never thought about the 900 in the first place. It became an issue once it was obvious that, okay, this could be 900, and then we didn't make it, and then this could be 900. And we had so many games that were overtime games, or we lost by a point in the last second, and there were several of those. You know, you've begun to wonder if you're not snake bitten. So that's the point really where I was just anxious to get this thing over with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was stressful, highly stressful.
Well, I'm glad it did finally happen. You received congratulations from Pat Summitt, who also has more than 900 wins. But what about Bob Knight, Mike Krzyzewski, and Jim Boeheim, the three men in the exclusive club that you've joined? Did you hear from them?
No. But when you think about it, we're all so busy. One call that I did get that I did appreciate was Sylvia Hatchell,
mm-hmm.
because she had reached it a little earlier. And I think probably by the numbers as we went into the season, the thought was probably that I would get there first. But as she got to 900 and then saw the struggle that you know, we were having, you know, she called me and she said, hey, don't worry about it, it's going to come. And she's the only person that I really talked to about it.
The 900th win, notwithstanding, Rutgers has had a tough season, culminating with that loss in the Big East tournament to the team that you beat for win number 900. Are you disappointed that Rutgers is not likely to be going to the NCAA tournament this time around after 10 straight years there?
Yeah, to say the least, I'm out of my element. I'm totally uncomfortable, and I probably would like to go out of the country at this point because it is so seldom that that has ever happened. But we had no juniors. The three seniors were hurt the vast majority of the game. There was nothing but freshmen and sophomores, so there's no question about it. It was very disappointing, and the likelihood of us being an NCAA team is, I would think, extremely small.
This week, you announced that Rutgers will not play in the WNIT. Is it injuries that accounted for that decision?
There's no question about it, because the three seniors are hurt, and at the end of the game, two of our other starters are limping badly as well. So if it was going to happen, I am so sorry that it had to happen on the 900, because it seems that every time I have somehow been able to celebrate a great milestone, it's also in the face of, you know, something like this, which reminds us that it wasn't so easy getting there in the first place. So it keeps you grounded for sure.
Vivian Stringer, head coach of the Rutgers women's basketball team for the past 42 years. This season became the seventh D1 coach with 900 wins to her credit. Coach, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you. It's my honor, and I appreciate your call.